Brilliance Audio presents Love and Consequences by Margaret B. Jones, performed by the author. This book is dedicated to my daughter, my nieces, nephews, my godchildren, to Romeo, who always pushed me to be the best person, and most of all to the Bloods and Crips who lost their lives in the struggle, as well as those who are lost trying to find life within the struggle. Lost. I was 8 and a half when I moved to South Central Los Angeles. The city's large inner core divided among 775 different gangs. Blood, Crips, Reno, 18th Street, or Montessoro, which ran the different neighborhoods like training grounds, enforcing the laws of the street more strictly and consistently than the police enforced the official ones. My foster family's particular neighborhood was controlled by one of the 75-plus blood gangs within L.A. County. While each gang set varied in the size of its turf and number and activity level of its members, since our set was geographically located between two other blood sets that we shared good relations with and referred to as neighbors, we had power in size and strength. It was a completely unspectacular neighborhood, full of small bungalow-style homes and two-story apartment buildings, often carefully tended but with burnt-out yards and Chevys that ranged from primered and dented with missing parts, to custom candy-colored lowriders with $2,000 gold Dayton 100-spoke wire wheels. The area was shared by USC students, black Muslim intellectuals, crackheads, prostitutes, and groups of gang members, some of whom were decked out in expensive clothing and gold jewelry. It was this latter group, the gang members, that caught my attention, and I watched in awe as their lowrider car club three-wheeled and bounced down the streets. The leaders of the gang were the OGs, original gangsters. To me, they were like celebrities. One of the OGs went by the name Crazy Ack.